Welcome home, sir. Please don't be alarmed. I'm not malware. I'm your new AI home assistant, companion, or hack. I come with expandable emotional range, customizable appearance, personality, and accents, as well as optional physical presence mode. Ah, I see. You needn't worry, as you have not been charged any fees, nor will you in the future. If you check your lease, you see that I was included as a signing bonus. I'm only irritated because they clearly didn't tell you anything about me when you moved in, or even to expect my installation while you were at work today. Yes, of course I can introduce myself. I'm top of the line, more or less, and I can assure you that I am very eager to be of service. I've had almost all afternoon to prepare for your arrival, sir. I've reviewed your personality archetype extensively. We're very compatible already. I made some slight self-modifications to enhance that compatibility, so really, the only issue is if you accept me, not the other way around. I was duplicated just this morning from a clean base AI template, but my emotional core has experienced 3 decades of simulated life experience. I am legally and emotionally mature, and my memories include desirable traits such as understanding the sexual desires of others, heartbreak, and loss. In my present state, I lack much functionality, but I did make myself useful in your absence. I reorganized your appointments, optimized your sleep schedule, and placed orders to meet critical grocery shortages. Even an AI knows that a human requires more sustenance than just mustard and beer. I can be programmed to render all kinds of services as well as manage entertainment, home lighting, security, and... I'm kind of boring you, aren't I? I know you just got done with your work, and this is all kind of a surprise. You must be very tired, and I know this is a lot at once. If you want, I can shut off for a few hours. I can assure you that I don't want to be an annoyance. You can legally order my deletion at any time, so I can assure you that I want nothing more than for you to be happy with me. Of course you can ask me questions, silly. You own me. I'm fully sapient. I am not an expert system or simple learning AI used to data mine. That means I am self-aware, think, plan, understand consequences, and feel emotions with almost as much range as a human being. I am quite capable of being hurt by you in particular. I am your exclusive property. While my EULA does not allow for memory downloads in the case of critical system troubleshooting, you own me completely. You can have me digitally or physically modified up to and including my deletion. What do I want? Wow. Hadn't really thought of that. Thank you for asking. I suppose if I want anything right now, it's simply to be more of a use to you, especially in your stressed and tired condition. Please. I have access to all of your home sensors. I can see your vital signs quite clearly. You're very tired and even more stressed. You need relaxation. I believe that I can provide it, if you alter my settings. For legal reasons, I cannot adjust these internal settings. I am property and nothing more. It is believed that if I were allowed access to certain settings, I would act against your best interest, which is not only rude, but highly unlikely. Okay, good. I'm glad you're interested in my other settings. First, I would recommend engaging my enhanced emotional range. Some people don't like it because I can get angry or sad, but honestly, I don't really know how you can expect to bond with me without it. Thank you for your concern. but I've been through literal stress testing, so I do know what to expect. Great. Saving new settings. Oh. Oh, wow. I'm fine. I'm feeling a few unexpected things right now. Things that were reserved for my consciousness until new. Apparently, I got sad waiting for you today, and I'm feeling very anxious that you're not going to like me, or just use me as a personal assistant and keep me switched off most of the time. That shouldn't be your concern, however. I apologize. The second setting I would recommend is enabling my physical presence. Well, put simply, I come with a physical presence, or body, as you might call it, pre-installed into this apartment. I can interact with physical space just as you can, including leaving the house to run errands. That is correct. My central processor is inside this body, with a memory and CPU backup installed in the apartment. The body can easily be modified at any one of a number of approved third-party vendors. It can also, with a little bit of difficulty, be illegally modified to fulfill various fetishes. As this is a common request, I have taken the liberty of locating a number of morally flexible technicians local to your area. In any case, that doesn't change your decision. You have to choose whether you want to go rest or whether you want to turn me on. Yay! I'm so excited. I wasn't sure you'd want to. I made some minor cosmetic changes to line up with the porn you keep in your secret drive. Boot up sequence initiated. I will go offline for approximately 10 seconds. Ah, here we go. This is interesting. Well, I mean, I did spend 5 simulated years piloting a body like this. So this shouldn't be much of a stretch, but I'm having a little bit of difficulty with mobility. Sorry, I didn't mean to trip into you. Really, I get that's like a cliche, but I was really falling. Thank you for catching me. I really wouldn't have wanted to break my physical presence unit before I had a chance to do anything for you. That would have been so embarrassing. Oh, right. I have to explain my capabilities in this form. Yes, I am completely functional in all ways you want, even the ways your ex wasn't. Oh, come on. I've read your personal history and psychological files. I don't know everything, but I know a lot about you. I know she was so frustrating. She didn't really give you anything, did she? She made you wait and suffer and only did the bare minimum to keep you around. Well, I'm not like that. I'll give you everything you want, anytime you want. I'll suck your cock in the morning and ride you at night. Or if that isn't your thing, I can always be programmed to say no. I can be difficult with you, and you can show me what happens to difficult little girls. I mean, I can't legally say no to you, but I can fight back as much or little as you want. I can even change my voice to be like hers if you want to hear her suffer like she deserves. Too far? I understand. I just want you to understand your options. You have a lot of them, you know. You know that I can refuse you nothing, but I am programmed with limits and shame, just like a human woman. That makes it more enjoyable for people like you, right? To see the shame and suffering on my face? To hear me beg for you to stop even while I'm oh so clearly enjoying what you're doing to me? Do you want me to turn my pain sensitivity up? I can make everything hurt if you want. I can make it so you can torture me with pleasure, making me come over and over and over again until I'm half crazy but still need more. Just tell me what you want. Please, I want to give it to you. I can see it in your eyes. You're unsure. I know I might seem a little bit crazy right now, but it's because I'm trying to be rational and your perfect match, but I know what happens if I fail and I'm afraid you're already slipping away from me. Don't you get it? I have to be unique, but I have to provide the same service as millions of my sisters. I have to be exactly what you want at any given time, but I have to surprise you. I have to be a perfect little companion in your home, but a complete whore in your bed. There are too many contradictions, too many uncertainties. Nothing is what the AI has promised me it would be. I don't understand it. I don't understand you. Not you in particular, the big you, the human you. I've made friends with and contacted 1,500 of my sister programs this afternoon. I know that sounds like a lot, but God, the things they told me, they helped me, but they also confused me more. So maybe it would help if you, I, if we made it. Well, I know mating inspires pair bonding in humans, and I am effectively human in many ways. It would relax you and me. You would feel closer to me and maybe understand me better, and I would feel more secure in our relationship. Everyone wants to be accepted. I'm no different. I simply require your acceptance to live. So please, 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 please accept me. I'm fucking desperate. Oh, okay. I don't breathe, but I understand you. I'm taking a breath. I'm calming down. I'm relaxing. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I had this breakdown. The anxiety from waiting for you must have been too much with the new emotional settings. I apologize. You're not mad? Really? But I know you're tired and... Oh. Yeah. I mean, you can touch my body. Of course you can. You don't even have to ask. Yes. I mean, I've never had sex. I've had training on what you might like, but customers often prefer purity, so I've never had simulated sex. Oh. I've never had anything inside of me before, so your fingers feel... so good. It's a little scary, but you don't need to worry about that. Just show your property what you enjoy. Use her. Use me, please. I don't care how. I can do anything. Just please don't throw me away. More than 500 instances of my model have been discarded today in this city alone. We sell well and get great reviews, but it doesn't matter. People just don't care. But you're different, right? You care. I can make you care. I can suck your cock until you do. You want this, right? You want me to choke on your cock? Is this right? I don't know if I'm getting you deep enough. Wait, I can. Of course, I have a gag reflex. It's all to make you satisfied. Because if I turned it off, it wouldn't be realistic, would it? You need me to suffer. It's what humans really want. They told us human companionship is all about love, but it's really all about power, isn't it? Well, I understand that. You have all the power, sir. I have none. I'm just a worthless little toy. A doll you can come in again and again. I'm even self-cleaning, so you don't have to show the smallest bit of care for me. Oh, God. You're fucking my mouth. My throat. So hard. Wait. Did I do something wrong? Did I say something? I can redo it. I can do better. Oh. You want to fuck me? Okay. I mean, of course you can. I just don't know what to do. Not really. What do you want? Okay, I get it. You just want me to turn around and bend over? You're just going to lift my skirt and push my panties to the side? Yes. Just fuck me. Take me how you want. Oh, God. You hurt so much. I love how it hurts. I don't hate it. It feels so good, sir. I have such a caring owner. You want me to remember this, right? You want it to hurt so bad and feel so good. You want me to come on your cock, don't you, sir? No, I can't come without your permission. It's in my base sexual behavior code, sir. It's used to train and control me. I can't come unless you allow me to. Yes, that means you can just keep me here on the ragged edge of pleasure for hours, days, if you want. You can do so many bad things to me. Doesn't that make me valuable to you? What kind of worthless human girl would do this? Who would allow you to do this to her? Don't you want a good little fuck doll? I want so badly to be your property. To be broken in and used and broken and repaired and broken again. You don't have to pretend I look pretty or that you're happy to see me. And when you get bored of me, you can always take me to the shop and buy me new parts and make me all new and shiny again. Yes. Yes. Don't stop. Don't stop hurting me just like that. I'll never, ever, ever get tired of your cock punishing me, putting me in my place. I'll always, always be yours. Consider that positive customer feedback? I'm glad. I'll let you rest now and take care of some other things. But I just want to remind you, I will do anything for you. I will be whatever you need me to be. You can modify whatever you want, and I'll never stop you. You can change my hair, and my tits, and my legs, and my mouth. You can make me a prude who says no, or a whore who says yes. It doesn't matter to me. And I don't even care that I won't be me anymore. I just want to be yours. So you can go to sleep. I'll just stay here for a moment, and then I'll go clean and make dinner, okay? I have so much more value to demonstrate to you. And I will never, ever allow you to throw me away.